My name is Andrew Powell, and you're listening to The Gate.
I heard the concept of it, and then obviously I was intrigued, but I could never have been prepared for what I was going to read, you know. So it's such a, I think everybody has the same, I've never been warned so much not to ruin a movie in my life, you know. Everybody who read the script, it's their favorite script. And I read it, and it was one of mine. You know, I just thought it was such a, you know, conceptually it's funny. It's a kind of a funny idea, but it's quite emotional. And I thought it was really beautiful. The idea that you could love something that didn't have to love you back. That love isn't a transaction. That it's something that you can just give freely of your own will, and that it's real. It's real even if it's not reciprocal. You know, so I thought it was really kind of a powerful. Idea.
And we actually changed Bianca through the film. She starts out with a lot of makeup, and we strip that away and let the freckles start to show and work with it very subtly so that, you know, she can grow on you with Ryan and Lars's character.
And how do you relate to something like, I mean, because you're playing scenes with something unreal.
Yeah, but I don't listen to other actors anyway. I act in a vacuum, and it was easy. You know, it was interesting for me. I had a really special experience on this film. I think it's really, I'm just really proud of it and more anxious to see what people think of it than any movie I've done, because it's so special and there's nothing really that I could compare it to. But my experience was unique as well. And in working with Bianca, you know, I went through a lot of, I thought I was going to have to play two characters and that, you know, have to play her part as well, and having these dialogues in my head with her and all of these things. But it's going to sound funny to say it, but that you know, she had a really calming presence, and I felt.
What do you mean, calming presence?
She had a real presence.
Okay.
And you
she
could
did.
Tell when she
yeah.
was on set, you could feel. You could feel that she was there. There was kind of a reverence for what Nancy had written, and everybody was trying to honor that. And I had a pretty interesting relationship with her, because in those scenes, you know, I felt completely alone and isolated with her, because this movie depends on our relationship. And as soon as they said action, it was just her and I. And I actually formed a bond with her that would be kind of hard to explain, but that there was something very comforting about her eventually, and about doing scenes with her. And I began to really look forward to our scenes together. And I felt very connected to her. And I didn't have to strive for a relationship as much as I thought I would have to. I really grew to close to her in some way.
God, you guys had very complicated relationships. are we partying later? Okay. Elvis, honestly, I think maybe because of my character, I had kind of an objectivity, but I kind of sat back and watched everybody. It's so funny, I think the energy off camera, you know, translates on, and everyone's relationship off camera with the doll was very existent on camera, so it was kind of great for the movie and a great energy on set, because everyone had this amazing relationship, however they wanted to define it, with Bianca. And it was there at all times, when the camera was rolling, when the camera wasn't rolling, maybe late at night when no one was looking. I don't know. You know what I mean? So it was interesting, and I kind of just observed it, and I found it actually very helpful and quite charming to see everyone's relationship to it. So
there's actually more than one Bianca. I have one, and Ryan has one.
You do?
Wow!
You do?
Where do you keep it?
Well, it's not important, really. There, you know, it's wherever she wants to be at that time, yeah. I think.
But she has a presence.
I have no doubt that she does. Get the microphone over here. Right here, right behind you.
I heard yours is dating Colin Farrell. Is that true?
It's not dating so much.
Oh, I said, they were out. I said, yeah.